The new incinerator at the Dillingham landfill has fired up. A ban on open burning and limited space led city officials last year to purchase the incinerator. KDLG's Matt Martin went along for a tour.
Few people have a smile on their face when they talk about garbage. Pancho Garcia is one of those people.
I love it, man. I really do.
Garcia is the public works director for the city of Dillingham. He loads trash into the incinerator, which sits inside a building made of sheet metal.
As you can see, this is our trash bins. This area here, that's our hopper.
It's basically a giant oven with a two-story smokestack.
At the end of a 15-minute cycle, the ram will automatically push the trash into the primary burner.
You can hear the excitement in his voice as he talks about the new burner.
We burned 4.5 bins of trash. We have yet to see ash. I'm loving it.
Last year, the Department of Environmental Conservation told the city they wouldn't renew their solid waste permit if they continued the open burning of garbage. Pancho says those days of open burning were pretty bad.
There used to be smoke just hovering above the tree lines, even into the tree lines. I drive out here and you can smell the landfill miles away. And then you'd see all that smoke just hovering around. With this one here, you look out the stack, all you see is heat waves. You don't smell nothing. You don't see no smoke. It's great.
Since the city couldn't openly burn garbage, it started to pile up. Space is limited at the landfill, so the city started looking for other ways to handle the trash. The city looked at buying compactors or opening up more cells at the landfill. But after one city council member visited an incinerator in Pennsylvania, they decided that was the best option. But as a temporary fix, they cleared out a few football field-sized areas where they could place a layer of trash and then cover it with 6 inches of gravel and then repeat that process. Garcia says that's expensive and difficult work.
And then, of course, we deal with bears and then all the birds and stuff, dig it up, trash gets back up.
Plastic grocery bags line the trees on the opposite side of the tundra from the landfill. Garcia says the wind just takes them away.
This incinerator is going to stop that. We will not have that no more. We will need no gravel, no trash bags flying everywhere.
City officials are hoping the incinerator will solve the space problem at the landfill, and the city also won't need to purchase gravel anymore. And that should save the city some money, according to Dillingham City Manager Rose Loetta. All that gravel costs the city about $200,000 a year.
We think we would be under the $200,000 mark for purchasing diesel.
In addition to the cost savings, Loetta believes the landfill will also improve the cosmetics and environmental impact of the landfill. Pancho Garcia agrees the landfill will be a great improvement for the city of Dillingham.
I'm looking forward to this. I really am. By this time next year, it should be a really good-looking landfill.
With literally tons of garbage to burn every day, Pancho has a very large job in front of him. But with that smile still on his face, he and his crew are ready to get to work. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.